Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Rishi, you're coming to Toronto, and it's going to be this Sunday. And now, what are you going to be speaking about? What is the main theme of the chat that you'll be having on Sunday?
Let me first tell you, this is my the quickest turnaround. I've been into Canada in 1 year's time. I was there last June. Now I'm planning to come in tomorrow. And hopefully we have a chat with my wife and myself. And what I'm going to be speaking is basically very general about the films that, you know, we've done together. I've done myself, generally about films and obviously concerning about the films and whatever, you know, the viewer or the spectator, whatever would like to ask me.
Oh, that's great. So people will be able to have feedback and ask questions. That's great.
Well, I thought that something very different, you know, instead of, you know, one keeps seeing the same, the dance and the song program, the same kind of concert. So this would be something very different. It would be a very informal chat across, you know, each other and asking questions, of course, legitimate and, you know, sensible questions. And we try and give them good answers, you know. And you know, this is how you actually interact with your fans and the people who like you over the years and even now. So I thought it was a very nice concept, and that's what actually I agreed on coming on.
Oh, that's great. Sounds wonderful. Well, let me ask you a question about it being a film family. Does that make you stronger? Are you able to help each other with your work, or is there a little rivalry goes on occasionally?
Actually, there hasn't been any kind of rivalry as such, because we've been down over generations. You know, there's been no rivalry amongst generations. And yes, it does help when you say you belong to a film family, because, you know, you're recognized and you do have a certain kind of a platform. But then, having said so, there is a downside to it also. You know, the expectations are so high, and people expect you to, you know, match whatever your predecessors have actually done. And if you're not, you know, really matching them, then, you know, that's your, you know, minus side. So I guess, you know, it has its ups and it has its downs.
Yeah.
And but all the same, you know, we really enjoyed, and we are actually, you know, all we're all very passionate about our work, and that's what really keeps us going.
Fantastic. Now, do you think Bollywood is really coming to the West in the last few years? Do you think that will have a changing effect on Indian cinema?
Yes, I do think so. Firstly, for the betterment, in the sense that we'll be able to tackle better subjects, you know, which are not the offbeat, in the sense the often seen films, you know, which we always did in the past, because the audiences are going to be different, the audiences are going to be more sensible, they want to see more quality cinema, and then we'll be measuring up to the kind of competition that we have from the West. So I guess it will kind of tighten the screws on what kind of filmmaking we will do. And yet we will maintain the ethos of the Indian culture, the Indian tradition, and work within the periphery of the same. So I guess it's a welcoming sign. Let's see how things measure up. We do not want to lose our identity. We do not want to lose our culture and tradition in our films. So I guess it should be a little welcome sign.
Mm-hmm. And on the other side, what do you think that Bollywood cinema brings to the West? What are the qualities of those films that you make that are introducing new things to the West?
I don't think we're introducing anything new things to the West, but I must say that, you know, what we're bringing over the years, and if there's any proof of that, of the popularity of the cinema, is obviously the dance and the music and the high melodrama in films, and that's how, you know, people really identify with, and that's what they've been liking. Now, if we keep the same sensibilities of that and try and framework the whole film in a different format altogether, I guess it would be a welcome change for the viewer.
Okay, great. Your phone is just cutting out just a little bit there. I don't know why, if you did something differently.
No, I didn't do anything differently now.
Oh, okay. It got a little choppy. I don't know why. That's funny.
Okay,
let me just make an adjustment here and see if it's here. No, I don't think so. All righty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I think it cleared up.
Okay.
Just something on the wire. Rishi, what has been your most challenging role that you've done in a movie?
Gloria, you know, this is very difficult to, you know, pinpoint. You know, I've done over 135, 140 films over 40 years. and it's very difficult to actually, you know, I mean, I have done all the films with my own senses and my own sensibilities, and, you know, a lot of them have been very bad, and few of them been bad, and very few have been good. So, having said that, you know, we really can't pinpoint, you know, which is a good one, which is a bad one, which is your favorite. You can't really play favorites with your fingers. You have five of them on your hand. You can't play favorites with them. They're all yours. It's not a diplomatic answer, but you know that's how I perceive it.
Yeah, I hear it's good actually. now, what is coming up for you personally? Any films in the works that you're currently working on?
Well, I've just released two very important and very huge successful films, and I have this year two more releasing. And I'm looking forward to both of them, and they both of them. I personally feel they will be great entertainers also, and I guess they will. I hope that this received very well by the audiences.
Fantastic, fantastic. How do you feel about your daughters in cinema? Is there a great sense of pride for you?
I don't have any daughters in films. I have a son who's in film.
Oh, I thought it was your daughter. I'm sorry.
No, that's my elder brother. Those are my nieces.
Ah, they're your nieces, right. Well, still, and you still must feel a great sense of pride for them and for your
son
as well.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, of course. They are my nieces. And although I'm more happier than my son has been, you know, has been received very well, and he seems to have been doing pretty good work with himself. So we both, my wife and myself, are very happy with the fact that, you know, he is doing pretty good for himself.
That's great. I'm always overwhelmed by how excitable and how dedicated fans of Indian cinema are. Why do you think that is? I mean, here people like cinema, but for Bollywood films, the fans are just unbelievable.
I this is what I told you earlier. I think this, the basic traditional values have inculcated in them over the years, over the, you know, generations by their predecessors. And however much exposure you may have to the West and to the kind of cinema and their kind of environment, you yet want to belong to your roots. You want to do. You want to feel that, you know, yes, probably I could belong to that area, or I could, you know, be in that ambiance. I guess there's one kind of identifying with the plot, with the story, with the heroes of the film. I guess that could be the only answer, or perhaps it's the language or your traditions. Yeah, I guess all these things make up the very fact.
Yeah. Are there any actors who have influenced you, particularly in your career?
Not really, but, you know, I belong to the Kapoor dynasty, and I've been greatly influenced by their passion of their work. I have not been influenced by any of their individual work. So, you know, and I strongly believe that if you are influenced by any individual work, then you tend to copy. And once you copy, you try and imitate. So I've consciously tried to stay away from that. I have always been, I had great regard for their passion of cinema, the passion of filmmaking, and the passion for, you know, great hard labor and sincerity towards the work. So I guess that's the only thing I could, you know, really dedicate my work to them.
Right. And are there any Western actors in the American cinema that you particularly like?
I have appreciated a lot of work from a lot of actors. There's nothing that, you know, one individual actor has been scoring very high on my counter. There have been a lot of great actors who've done good work. There have been some great actors who have done very very mediocre work as well. So it's not that, you know, you blindly follow an actor and you feel that he's doing great work in every film. I've individually liked a lot of individual work from great actors here.
All right. Well, Rishi, that's great. I look forward to your appearance here on Sunday, and we'll get the word out to your fans.
Thank you, Gloria. Okay. Nice speaking with you.
All right. And
I just hope that, you know, I can do the needful for what I'm coming for, to have this kind of a chat, what we've had, something very informal over the, you know, over the phone. Let's see. It's one of those kind of things. Let's see if it works out.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're in Chicago right now?
No, I'm in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, right. Wow. Busy schedule.
Yes, I
Well, have a safe trip, and thank you for taking the time to chat.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.